Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Only got about a minute here in this segment to be able to go to the special report by John Bound on the open discussion of dictatorship in Congress, the fact that Obama is becoming a dictator. In fact, we're not in danger of going into pure authoritarianism. We're already deep into it, but the bottom's falling out. Dr. Blaylock, you were saying get back to God. That's why the state always attacks God or any belief in religion, because they want to be God. The state is God, but you're right. We need to get back to God. We need to hit our knees to Jesus Christ and ask for God to soften people's hearts to not want to be collectivist slaves.
Well, you know, people need to read their Bible and read it very closely and read the interpretations, the analyses, because if you take it word by word and you pay attention, you'll see everything that's happening today was predicted. Everything that we need to do in response is told. So if we read our Bibles, see the sacrifice that was made for us, and the fact that this message from God was given to us 1,000 years ago on how to deal with this, that's our answer. And so people need to return to that. They're trying to humiliate us, make us look like fools who think of these things. With the elevation of science to the all-powerful. All things have to go through the filter of science. Well, I've spent my whole life in science. I know a lot of science. And I can tell you that the truth is God created everything. Evolution's nonsense. They know it's nonsense, but they readily admit the only reason we adhere to socialism and evolution is because without it, we would have to believe in God, and we don't want to. But the evidence is on the side of God as the creator.
It's overwhelming, Doctor.
It should be.
It's overwhelming. I have studied the elites, and none of them are atheists. At the top, they are all into the occult. They all believe they're going to become God. And so they're trying to act like God, but the fruits of these people is living nightmare. I mean, it's like if you go to a restaurant and the food's terrible, you know it's a bad restaurant. We know collectivism is slavery.
Well, you know, if you look at the historians who write most about the origins of politics, it originated from Gnosticism. And Gnosticism is what we consider occultism, and it's growing like wildfire. And as you say, all of these people at the top were Gnostics. They're enemies of Christianity. They're enemies of people who believe in God. So they're occultic. And most of them were theosophists. Jimmy Carter was a theosophist. I mean, it's amazing.
Hitler was a member of that society.
You know, they're created by the Russian Blavatsky. And I just read one of the great historical works on it by an Oxford scholar named James Webb. And he goes into meticulous history of all the people throughout history who belonged and its enormous control. This was a very powerful organization.
And they believe they're dialing in to spiritual entities.
Sure, and Lenin was a member of the Theosophy, and so was Stalin, and so was Trotsky. So was Hitler's henchmen. They were all members of the Theosophy group. They were trained by it. They got many of their programs out of Theosophy. Most people don't know that. The youth groups came out of Theosophy. So, you know, we need to wake up, pay attention, quit telling, having other people tell us what we need to think and believe, and don't respond to the charge of that makes us feel humiliated. We need to stand up for what we believe.
That's right. Exactly. Move forward. Have a great week coming up, Dr. Blaylock, and we will continue to track what's happening. Hopefully get you back on a routine basis. Thank you so much, Dr. Blaylock.
Thank you, Alan. God bless you.
God bless you. Well, there he goes. I'm going to come back with even more overdrive, folks, because I've got to get to John Bound's report and a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to. But that was a really quick 3 hours today, and I've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. But we're going to come back and get to this other news and then get to the fact people are waking up to the fact that Obama and the executive is becoming an open dictatorship. But at the top, the so-called atheists are not atheists, folks. They're worshiping the devil. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I could say that I'm a self-made man, but ancestors, with God's creation, built me, they built you, they built us all, and we stand on their shoulders, and I'm not going to let my children down in future generations. We've got to beat this slow march of collectivism that steals our resources and puts it into the central controllers so they can try to play God. And talking to Blaylock, because he's so informed, it really freaks me out, because I know most of the stuff he's talking about. I know he's telling the truth, and I can hear the pain in his voice for his children, grandchildren, and everybody else. I mean, this is really bad, folks. It was Judge Napolitano at one of his private talks, you know, that talked about we should be grieving for America like a wake. I mean, this is a big deal. But it's all done with slick advertising, packaging, and the rest of it. And all I do is seek out ways to tell the truth, be the most accurate, be the most honorable. And that's why you constantly hear, I'm dishonorable, I'm bad, and of course none of us are perfect, but I consciously try to be the best person I can, and it's because that's what the world wants. They want me to be bad like they are. They need that. They need that to feel good about themselves. When I figure out that people are bad and weak, it doesn't make me feel better that they're weak. That's how the elitists think. It makes me feel bad that my human Confederates are in so much trouble and so twisted, and the betrayals, I mean, they are just daily. And it is just so amazing. Society is going crazy, and every manager, every person I talk to, people in criminal justice, people in the medical field, people in teaching and industry, they say society is going crazy because it's unnatural. All the televisions and iPads and the GMO and the chemicals and the weird messages they're giving people and the subliminals. I mean, folks are screwed up. Get outside, exercise, pray. Even if you don't believe in God, it shows to raise your brainwaves, get you to a higher state of literal physical brainwaves. Try to get healthy. None of us are perfect. Try to forgive all the really screwed up bad people out there and just think of the good that was in them and try to think of that. But with the truly conscious evil, see, if somebody's kind of mentally ill and screwed up and attacks me but still does some good work, I can forgive them and, you know, try to help them along. And I can tell when somebody's just really breaking down and mentally ill. But when you're looking at cold-blooded scientific evil that literally sees you in a predatory light, they've got to be dealt with. And that goes for the globalists and their whole system and all the people below them that try to, like, play into that system and see how the elite get ahead so they think they'll get ahead in a tribal way if they do like the alpha dog. The alpha dogs that are in control are in a different set of rules where they're exempt from the law, at least to a certain level. Culturally, they're not. Spiritually, they're not. They just think they are. But for the general public, corruption and fraud is not the way to go. Now, it's not corruption and fraud if it's unjust taxes and corrupt regulations. You've got to decide what you're going to do to resist that. And more I realize it is criminal to comply with unconstitutional garbage and the social control. So I am what you could say being radicalized because I'm not radical. They're saying an ad about a Marine coming home to his family is offensive. Him pulling up to his house, hugging his wife and baby. The NFL says you can't air that, but we can, you know, see Illuminati rituals. Because to them, that is bad. That is a healthy, good group that's together and cohesive, that isn't slaves. You think slave masters want the image of a man with a woman and a baby and free? That image must be eradicated. I'm going to get to the really big news here in a moment. Briefly, just talking about sponsorship. We believe from our research this is the very best fluoride and heavy metal, you name it, the whole write-ups at InfoWarsLife.com. We believe this is the best system out there, and I've been taking it for a few months while it was being developed, you know, the test batches and things that were done, and I'm really feeling the difference personally. Unlike any other, quote, supplements I've ever used, there's a lot of great ones out there. A lot of the great ones are at InfoWarsHealth.com, the whole longevity line. But this particular Fluoride Shield Dietary Supplement Detox System with the six ingredients, the zeolites, the organic tamarind, organic fulvic acid, this special compound that comes from the Himalayan mountains that literally oozes out of the rocks, the shilajit, if I always pronounce it wrong, organic cilantro. It is the highest quality, and we've really spared no expense in this, and we give it at a very, very competitive low price. And then there's also the super male vitality, all the estrogen garbage and the plastics and trying to feminize men. And I just got to be honest with you, this is rocket fuel. And I would tell you, consult a physician and be careful about how you use it. I personally only take it really a few days a week in a lower dose of it, just because I already have a real temper problem, obviously. But the issue is that this is, I said, we're talking about the whole estrogen thing. And he goes, listen, I'm developing, you know, the ultimate. And do you want to put it out? And I said, absolutely. So that's Dr. Grip's Super Male Vitality Dietary Supplement available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And both of these were the first batches because they literally couldn't get enough of the materials at his standard of quality. He won't use dry herbs and stuff like that and has to have it all triple certified, which is great, but it almost becomes, you know, just I mean, I guess it's good. I guess you're either obsessed with total quality or then you don't have total quality. But it's very frustrating not even be able to get you enough of this. And of course, that's the classic sales pitch. We don't have a lot of this. Watch, this will be sold out for 4 to 6 weeks. This stuff will sell out in a couple days at the rate it's selling. And that's good because it funds our operation. We don't have enough of it to sell to fund the operation. I don't like having to spend all my time trying to raise money, but I don't get money, $500 million a year or whatever it is, like NPR, and you know billions to the parent companies, MSNBC, and stimulus and bailout money. We don't get any of that. In fact, my moral standards are so high that I had a lot of good sponsors, and we have a few still that are you know good enough to be on, but I just can't deal with it anymore. I just you know told the whole sales staff, sorry, just I'm letting you go, and I'm just not going to have sales anymore. I'm going to sell high-quality products and try to find other sponsors that are good enough. I just can't mess with it. So, anyways, that's how we find ourselves, InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we have, of course, the Survival Shield, highest quality nation iodine as well. I want to thank you all for your prayers for the operation and everything you do. I want to thank you all for putting up with me. Lord knows I'm not perfect. I want to thank the great crew and everything they've done. Here's the article. Expert testifies to Congress that Obama ignoring laws could lead to overthrow of government. But it's not just this one expert. John Bound found more of the hearings where they're talking about all of this. And it's not that an overthrow could happen. We've had foreign corporations lobby for COG to be set up, shadow government, under continuity, and then now they've overthrown the system. They have overthrown the central government. Now they're trying to overthrow the states, the individual, the family, our health, our bank accounts to make us dependent. And they write books on Agenda 21, the White House science are about the plan. It's not like I just figured all this out on my own. They think you're so dumb, they write books about the criminal activity. So here's John Bound's piece, and then we'll go into a rebroadcast, but here is the piece on America. We've already become a dictatorship. Here it is.
The cogent rhetoric of revolution hung heavy in the air in the nation's capital overnight.
There is one last thing to which the people can resort if the government does not respect the restraints that the Constitution places on the government. Abraham Lincoln talked about our right to alter our government or our revolutionary right to overthrow it. And that is certainly something that no one wants to contemplate.
The House Judiciary Committee heard from a panel of legal scholars on the constitutionality and legality of actions taken by the Obama administration, focusing on the feeble mandates in the Affordable Care Act and the enforcement of the short-sighted immigration laws.
We have to repair a broken immigration system, and that this progress is only possible when we do it together.
If you can dispense with immigration laws or marijuana laws or mandatory minimums, can you also dispense with election laws?
I think we've gone over this ground many times.
Well, it's human. Let's do it one more time. Can the president suspend election laws?
No.
Why not? If he can suspend mandatory minimum and immigration laws, why not election laws?
Because we live in a government of laws, and the president is bound to obey them and apply them.
There was a fight with James the First about what was called the royal prerogative. It's very similar to what President Obama is claiming, the right of the king to essentially stand above the law.
The growing assertion of power by this president to do things, to change laws, that's not his responsibility. That's the Congress's clearly delegated responsibility to write the laws. But even with Obamacare, his signature legislation, when he finds things in it that he doesn't like, he rewrites the law, even though the law itself doesn't give him any authority to do that.
George Washington Law School professor Jonathan Turley weighed in on the perishing of the legislative branch.
Is that it's not only being circumvented, but it is also being denied the ability to enforce its inherent powers. Many of these questions are not close, in my view. The president is outside the line. But it has to go in front of a court, and that court has to grant review. And that's where we have the most serious constitutional crisis I view in my lifetime. And that is, this body is becoming less and less relevant.
Clearly, a criminal administration is holding our highest seats of power hostage. When will the government of the people, by the people, for the people, wield the hammer of justice rather than simply discuss the laundry list of tyranny in the nation's capital. For the InfoWars Nightly News, John Bound reporting.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Bound works on directing the nightly news and on the radio show, is back there in his office saying, Alex, it's not just the Cato Institute testifying to Congress, but the country's becoming a dictatorship of the executive branch controlled by offshore interest. He's got all these clips of Congress people, lawyers, advisors. I mean, it's now being debated, finally, and we've been hammering the obvious. We don't deserve credit here. It's like if you were in Colorado and you opened up your tent that was a grizzly bear, you know, digging through your stuff, you better lay down and act dead. It's not like I'm a genius because I look out the tent and there's a grizzly bear right there. And that's a grizzly bear. This is tyranny. I mean, it's 2 + 2 = 4. But I forgot, under Common Core, they teach 2 + 2 = 5. And that daddies and mommies are bad. Again, it's so over the top that's where they get us, is that they just do it with a straight face. They move forward. As they armed the teeth against us, they persecute gun owners. It's happening all over the country. Legal gun owners are just being arrested everywhere, taken to jail, charged with fake charges. Juries are convicting them. I've got stacks of news on that today. I mean, it is getting Twilight Zone, folks, because never before have so many people just been watching television. Even the people that are awake to what's going on partially are still like spectators. They just let things happen to them. They just don't stand up for their neighbors. They don't take violations of their liberties personal. They have a broken spirit. And the system can't believe what it's gotten away with. So, of course, they just took 80% of the pension funds from folks in Detroit. And, of course, they're announcing that for other cities. There's not going to be anything when the globalists are done, ladies and gentlemen. This has all been done in other countries over and over again. They're following a program. And the president has the IRS and the FBI persecuting gun groups, libertarian groups, Christian groups, pro-life groups, fast and furious, Benghazi, all the Solyndra scam deals, the persecution of the media, the illegal NSA spying, the president saying NATO is over our military and Congress putting up with it, the president legalizing all the illegals by fiat, the president shutting down power plants not owned by General Electric, doubling power prices in many areas of the country. It's all total mafia. Total dictatorship. And it doesn't mean he won't leave. He's like shark teeth. When they use those up, they break away and other ones move forward. Obama will leave office in a couple of years, I think. They were thinking about trying to make him a dictator, but the sales job didn't work. So they'll bring in Chris Christie or somebody else. And it'll be all a new gimmick. And then the whole program just rolls forward, where the office has been turned into the nexus point of the Bilderberg Group and the CFR to literally gut this country. Here is one of the head directors of the Cato Institute in Congress breaking down that we're in danger of the government being overthrown. It's been overthrown. That's why I say our revolution is not a revolution. It is a restoration, a re-upload of the republic. Declaration of Independence says if a government becomes destructive of the aims of liberty and freedom, it's our right and duty to reform the government, to overthrow it. Well, we want America back. So we remove the foreign occupiers and re-upload the republic. We reboot the system. And we bring to justice the criminals. Let's go to a part of this clip. Here it is.
Maybe Mr. Lazarus knows better than I do how many bombs the president has to drop without congressional authorization before that becomes war. I don't know the actual number. But I think what Mr. King was getting at is, you know, there is one last thing to which the people can resort if the government does not respect the restraints that the Constitution places on the government. Abraham Lincoln talked about our right to alter our government, or our revolutionary right to overthrow it. And that is certainly something that no one wants to contemplate. But as I mentioned in my written and my delivered testimony, if the people come to believe that the government is no longer constrained by the laws, then they will conclude that neither are they. That is why this is a very, very dangerous sort of thing for the president to do, to wantonly ignore the laws, to try to impose obligations on people that the legislature did not approve.
It's an excellent conclusion. Thank you, Mr.
That's right. And it's the only conclusion. And it's not a dangerous precedent. We crossed that decades ago. We are now under a dictatorship. The government has a 6% approval rating, according to Gallup. I've never heard of a government that had 94% of people against it. Even hardcore dictatorships usually have 20-30% support by the idiots that work in the system. I mean, everyone in the government I know, I keep saying the government's a problem. Everybody, the government people actually are more awake than the general public. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I just want to live in a free country again. I don't want to be totally bankrupted to make me a political slave. They're screwing things up on purpose. Come on, folks. We got to turn.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Back inside right now.
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Let me tell you who's coming up today. Dr. Group will be in studio with us on a whole bunch of breaking news about the fluoride and the things they're putting in the water and people fighting back and ways to mitigate that. And then it's a double doctor day. We're going to have the acclaimed brain surgeon and just super expert, Dr. Russell Blaylock, will be joining us coming up today. So you definitely do not want to miss any of that. Guys, will you give me Dr. Group's bio? Because I don't have that here. Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the intro that Darren McBreen and I put together that we just brought you. And that's only a small smattering of the classical tyranny that we see in the news as the media follows the script for illegal checkpoints, military pointing guns at people. This is the preparation for when they really drop the hammer on everybody. When they take your pension fund, public and private, and they're going to take about 30 to 40% generally is what they do in other countries of your private pension fund first. And then a couple years later, they'll take another 30, 40%. You'll end up with maybe 20% when they're done. And then, just like Detroit, they just took 80% in one fell swoop. In fact, they think we're so broke back, using the NFL to push Obamacare and gun bans now and political correctness as well, they might just take everything. I don't know. I mean, other countries, they fight back a little bit. So maybe I shouldn't follow what they've done in other nations. But vaporized is the headline on Infowars.com. Detroit obliterates retirement funds, 80% cuts to pensioners. This is going to affect everyone. Yeah, all the government folks that have moved to Texas out of the other states that have collapsed under the New World Order. I can't tell you how many retired police and firefighters and city managers and you name it live out where I live out in the hill country. And they're all awake, they're all freaked out, and they all also know you're not going to have your money soon. Just okay. And it's because, again, it's not because it's even feasible to actually pay the pensions. And some of them are exorbitant. A lot of them aren't. It's that they created a quadrillion and a half dollars of fake derivatives as a black hole. They're not even propping them up. They've already been triaged to suck off all the wealth. And they tell the cops and bureaucrats and IRS, go shake people down, get more money, or you're not going to get your pension. You're never going to get any of it unless we defeat the New World Order. Have you figured that out yet? And I think most of you have figured that out yet. But you're going to be betrayed just like you allowed the people to be betrayed. And I want to be clear, I don't even blame the government people. I blame all of us. Look in the mirror, just like V for Vendetta. We wanted to be lazy. We wanted to think America was different, wouldn't go the same way every other country went when people gave in to corruption. We're not just going to go the same direction. We're going to fall harder than anybody's ever fallen. Because it's a true saying, folks, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's almost easier in a fight to get a big guy down on the ground. I don't know what it is. They just think they've got it over on you and they're going to win, and that's the end of it. And it's the same thing with this whole republic, ladies and gentlemen. We're already on the ground, and the New World Order is what brought us down. And we're on life support right now, and they're busy pulling the wires out because they're vulture capitalist, anti-free market. They're going to eat down to our bones, and then the hyenas are going to come in after. That's what they even call them. And they're even going to eat our bones and slurp the marrow out of them, politically, financially, culturally. They are going to sit back in Luxembourg and Switzerland and London, and they are going to watch everything else collapse into hell. All the major billionaires, I mean all of them, are leaving Israel, selling out, physically running to Switzerland, physically running to London, physically running to the Cook Islands, physically running. A lot of them are moving to Eastern Europe and literally Romania and Transylvania, what was previously Transylvania, that border region. Why do you think they're doing that? Why do you think elites all over the world? What do you think is going to happen to Israel? What do you think is going to happen to the United States? What do you think is going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen, folks. War, famine, pestilence, World War III. That's where the devil wants to take us. And I know you atheists laugh at all. Oh, you're going to be laughing, let me tell you. See how that atheism works out for you. You people are the most afraid of death. And I'm talking about the socialist authoritarian atheist. I actually know a lot of atheists that are actually awake to the New World Order, so I don't want to overgeneralize that. I'm not declaring war on anybody. I'm just telling you right now that I've told you this in the buildup. My gut has never been more concerned. My intellect has never been more concerned. Everybody's freaking out. I mean, it's not hard. It's like looking out your window and a tornado's coming in, you know, to get to shelter. Now, I grew up in Dallas, folks. I've only seen tornadoes once in Austin. And then I got blown off the road outside Austin by a tornado. But growing up in Dallas, I saw tornadoes every year. I don't know why I'm going off into that. So we lived up on a hill in Rockwall, Texas, overlooking Lake Ray Hubbard and Dallas. And I could see all these cities off in the distance from that hilltop. And my dad would say, "See that tornado?" And we go look at the news. Sure enough, tornado. And I watched tornadoes come down out of the rural area, what's all built up now. And I'd watch them be gray or black and hit the water and turn blue, turn into water spouts. One time I watched three tornadoes that were beautiful. It came in and went out across the lake, just probably 3 miles away from where I was looking off that hilltop. And I watch those tornadoes. And I'm just watching these tornadoes just come in tearing everything up. And these tornadoes aren't beautiful, folks. They are full of innocent blood. They are drunk on all the horrible things they've done. And they go, "Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. There's no tornado." And I'm watching it tear up people's houses a mile away now. And it's coming towards me. And I'm still here, and still in this country, the epicenter of this, trying to warn people. And I'm not even mad at my detractors. I'm not even mad at Rachel Maddow and CNN hosts saying lies about me. I look at these people standing on collapsing old media, selling out minute by minute for narcissism and 30 pieces of silver. And I know down the road, folks, they're going to literally in many cases, go into their bedroom and take pills and kill themselves. They are literally going to go just like Judas to the cemetery and put a rope around their neck. They're going to jump out of windows when they lose everything. If I lost everything, I wouldn't even care. I don't worship that. It's only a little bit of security. It's also a burden to mess with it. But I need some capital to defend myself and be strong. But I don't worship it. It's literally, I don't worship gas I put in my truck. It's fuel. But to these people that worship the baubles, it's their golden calf, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to jump out of windows by the tens of thousands. They jumped out by the thousands in 1929 and over the next 3 years of deepening depression. When the denial was going that, things are going to be okay because they'd lose their house, they'd lose their status. These people all think everything in their world is about their status, owning a bunch of stuff and dressing fancy and walking into the country club. And they're not happy to go to the country club to go play golf or go eat a good steak. They're excited strutting in front of people that they're in the biggest house in the neighborhood and they've got the biggest steak in the neighborhood and they've got the best trophy wife in the neighborhood to impress people they don't like and don't want to be around. I'm not a peacock, ladies and gentlemen, displaying my feathers. And where are the other men out there that want to have a civilization and want to have your grave visited by your great-grandchildren and have them say that he was an honorable man, she was an honorable woman? You people don't have family names. You don't care about your children. You don't care about the planet. You don't care about the future. You really want to give in to evil? I got a bunch of news, but the boycott of the NFL is so essential that I'm begging everyone to boycott the NFL because it's being used to push an anti-American agenda. And if they can get away with this, the Obamacare, all of it, they can get away with anything. So here is my special report from InfoWars Nightly News last night, breaking this down because we've got to fight back in the culture war or we're dead meat. Here it is.
I have a question for you. Is there anything that American football fans will not put up with from the NFL? Throughout history, corrupt governments and tyrannical regimes have used sporting events as propaganda showcases. Ancient Rome used sporting events as a place to promote their agenda. Hitler, famously in the 1936 Olympics, hosted by Germany, used the event to push Nazism and other forms of oppression. And now the National Football League resembles something out of the Soviet era in Russia, promoting anti-family, anti-gun. And the big question is, will Americans now put up with the National Football League pushing the nightmare that is Obamacare officially in their broadcast? And President Obama in the intro now to Monday Night Football with Hank Williams Jr. removed. And of course, the biggest outrage, officially demonizing last year and this year the right of citizens to keep and bear arms for self-defense. It's not just Bob Costas, it's the NFL itself is acting like Joseph Stalin has seized control of it. And football fans are putting up with it. And so we are now seeing more and more of this anti-liberty, anti-American garbage. So Americans have to decide, are you going to roll over and put up with this because you love watching your football so much? Or are you going to boycott the NFL because of their anti-American agenda? And because the NFL thinks that the American spirit is broken, because they think football fans will put up with anything, they've now doubled down, and they've banned any type of pro-Second Amendment advertising from the NFL and from the Super Bowl.
Part of every day, some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
A very well-respected firearms manufacturer, Daniel Defense, produced an ad that simply shows a father driving home talking about how he wants to protect his family and how it's a basic human right. He comes in the house, walks by photos of his family, himself in his Marine Corps uniform, goes in to be with his wife and his baby daughter.
And no one has the right to tell me how to defend them.
And then they simply say, brought to you by Daniel Defense, and never even advertise the firearms. The reason the NFL banned the wholesome ad is because it is so wholesome and it shows how natural and good self-defense is with firearms in the hands of the American people to protect our homes. And that's why it's been banned. That's why it's been restricted. This is a pattern of censorship where they got rid of Hank Williams Jr. because he didn't worship the president and put the president in the intro in his place.
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
Oh, yeah. That'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu. Okay?
Okay.
Not hardly.
We have a war on the press now in this country. Even Democrats admit it's unprecedented. We as Americans have to come together in defense of the entire Bill of Rights, not just the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment as well, and have to send a clear message to the NFL that we're not going to put up with TSA groping us to get into the game, that we're not going to sit there and be bombarded by Obama administration messages at these gladiatorial events, and we're not going to see good, wholesome, pro-family advertising banned while they allow all this raunchy pop music garbage to be spewed at our families. The NFL is completely out of control. It is being used as a propaganda system against the American people. And if we don't have a serious boycott against the NFL and against their major sponsors, we will basically put up with anything, and the sky is the limit. There is an attack on free speech across the board, and we have to respond to it. Yahoo, Google, newspapers, TV stations, you name it, have banned gun shops advertising, have banned shooting ranges from advertising. There is a reign of terror where major banks are telling gun manufacturers and gun shops, we won't take your money, you can't have a bank account with us.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It is so incredibly essential right now, more than ever, that when your friends want you to go out to a local restaurant, and want you to, you know, watch the NFL game with them, say, no, let's go do something else. I'm boycotting the NFL. I would go to these sports bars and places and tell them, hey, you want to be in the news? You want to get attention for your sports bar? Actually, you know, hand out tri-corner hats and have a Second Amendment party and say that you're going to watch war movies or something instead of watching the NFL. It'll be all over the news. I want listeners. I mean, there's so many different ideas. There's millions of them. I want listeners to shoot your own YouTube videos about the NFL. I'd like to see you go hand out flyers in front of the stadiums and point out that it's now a political system of manipulation. It's un-American. You've got to stand against this. Folks, they have Obama saying, yes, we can, in the intro to Monday Night Football. And Pavlovianly then cutting to the teams running out after you see the president rooting for the football. I mean, that's never happened. That's literally like Hitler in the intro to the Olympics in 1936. I mean, this is just so out of control. And it's all part of the propaganda. And this is an example that we can use with the sheeple to show them how they're being propagandized. And we won't save the world by boycotting the NFL, but resisting we will. This is only one more act of resistance. So this video is posted on Facebook. In fact, I'm going to have Paul Watson and the crew send it back out on Facebook. It's the video itself. To send it out, tweet it on my Twitter at Real Alex Jones. I was going to tweet it this morning, but got busy, so I need the crew to tweet it. It's posted on Infowars.com right now. NFL faces national protest. NFL faces national protest, and the video that you just heard, radio listeners, is there on the site. It is essential that we fight for the InfoWar and that we fight for the Second Amendment and that you get this video and send it out to everybody. You know why the Attorney General meeting with TV executives should be to brainwash people against guns and violence? That's why they don't let kids at school. They suspend the kid more who fights back against the bully than they do the bully. Under Common Core. Look it up. And you're like, why? Well, it's like England now. They will put you in jail for decades if you catch someone raping your wife or attacking you in your house. There's cases of it. And you grab a butcher knife and stab them, even if they're stabbing you. They will then let that person go or give them a month in jail and you get 15 years in jail. Because the ultimate sin is fighting back against criminals because they're a criminal government. That literally just grabs foreigners that visit and cut babies out of their wombs. I mean, there's nothing they won't do because no one will stand up to them, so the sky's the limit. The worse then gravitate and take control, and that's why tyranny always only gets worse if you give into it, because it's like a gravity well. It's like jumping off a cliff. You will fall. You will fall to the bottom. You will speed up. It's so amazing that we've gotten to this point as a society. And that's why it's more important than ever that you reach out to people this Christmas and this holiday season with the message of liberty. Don't make it about a bunch of millionaires playing grab you know what and a bunch of billionaire mobsters. I've looked into the NFL. You see all the fake calls now. It's even getting unpopular from its peak a few years ago because people know the fix is in. I mean, it's all gangsterism. The playoffs are fixed, folks. It's all a big fraud. And the gangsters, I've seen meetings of the National Football League owners, and I mean, they are a bunch of dirtbags. They are a bunch of gangsters, folks. They've all got bodyguards and guns, and they want you disarmed so they can have their way with you and your family. They are your enemies. Owners need to come out and not be afraid of the dead dinosaur media. You know, 20 years ago, the media could bring down an owner who was a patriot. Then now the corporate whore media, if they attack you, it's like a red badge of courage, a blue ribbon. We need, if there are owners out there who aren't total criminals, we need sports stars to go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.